This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
The China report is in, showing just how badly they botched it with COVID-19. And yesterday, James Comey was on Capitol Hill, lying as he always does. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zioli Show on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Facebook.com/Zioli Show. Great to have you with us today, 855-839-1210. If you want to weigh in, give your thoughts. But first, I want to go to Congressman Guy Rechenthaler. He's a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. Hey, Guy, welcome back to the show. Of course, you represent southwestern Pennsylvania in the United States House of Representatives. How you doing?
Rich, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, absolutely. So the China report is in. Now, what was the purpose of doing this report?
Yeah, so the purpose of this report, which dates before we even had the COVID outbreak, was an idea of Leader McCarthy to get Republicans and Democrats to do a deep dive on China to see how we can plan to address the threat, the emerging threat of China, both economically, in terms of tech, militarily, even ideology. And what happened was the Democrats agreed, then they slow played this, and eventually refused to name individuals that were Democrats to sit on the task force. So Kevin McCarthy just went ahead anyhow months later and stood up the task force. And I can tell you, we had hours and hours of meetings throughout the summer. We met with Republicans, Democrats, former secretaries of state, former directors of Homeland Security, current directors of Homeland Security. I mean, we had business leaders, tech leaders. And we compiled a report that was about 400 policy suggestions of bills, administrative actions, suggestions for trade deals, et cetera. And we're going to use this as the blueprint to address the threat that is China moving forward.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that, because obviously China is not our friend. I think they are our enemy. I think we're in the middle of a Cold War with them for sure. No doubt about it.
Well, what did China has declared a Cold War on us. And it's time that we recognize it, because we are, much like we were way too slow to recognize the threat of Al-Qaeda, we have been slow to recognize the threat of China.
So some of the recommendations in the report, you call on the administration to evaluate whether the Chinese Communist Party's crimes against humanity amount to genocide. Tell us about that.
Right. So for whatever reason, the mainstream media has treated China with kid gloves, and you see it. It's a glaring example how they have gone about treating the Uyghur population in Western China. They have concentration camps. We believe there's organ harvesting going on. We believe there is forced labor and slavery going on in these camps. So we want to take a look at this and call on the whole United States government to explore whether or not we have genocide going on, because if it's not genocide, it sure is close. And the mainstream media has refused to talk about it.
Yeah, it's genocide, and it's also forced labor, too. I mean, I really applaud the administration for cracking down on products that are being made by the Uyghurs in what amounts to slave labor over there in China.
The irony of all this going on in Western China is that the same sports organizations that will take a knee for the national anthem will then sell what could be products that were made with slave labor in China. It will not bat an eye at that. So there's hypocrisy and irony going on in our society today. A large part of it is because the mainstream media and the Democrat Party have refused to actually look at China and their horrible practices, whether or not it's stealing IP, slave labor, the invasion of Hong Kong, the military threats they've had with Taiwan. And, of course, what totally gets not looked at is the hostility that China has with India, for example.
Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, let me ask you this, too. The recommendation from the committee also contains a comprehensive list of the military investment and activities needed to maintain our superiority over the Chinese Communist Party's military. Obviously, China steals technology. That's one of the biggest things, and I know you addressed that as well in the report.
We do. China is the biggest theft of intellectual property there is, and I think to a large extent corporate America has sold out a lot of our secrets, because when they go to China to do business, they have to hand over their intellectual property. The Chinese then learn how to make the products, whether you're talking about a toaster or a fighter jet, maybe not a fighter jet, but let's say a large airline plane. They learn how to make it, and then they set up a competing company that's 100% Chinese owned. And then so they use our technology against us to get ahead. They lie, they cheat, and they steal. It's very apparent. But I have a bill that would require financial transparency. So, for example, China has made a lot of gains because they invest, they take our money, which we're investing in Chinese companies, and they put it into their military. So I've got a bill to bring financial transparency. So if you're a Chinese company and you want to be listed on the stock exchange, or if you want the thrift savings plan to invest in your company, we're going to list that you're owned by the Chinese Communist Party right there, so there's transparency. We also need to build up our military. China is going to go to a 6-carrier Navy, which means they can project naval power well into the Pacific. We can't have that. So we need to build our military, specifically our Navy, and engage in coalitions, much more like World War II coalitions, a coalition of nations, not a willy-nilly coalition that you've seen in other wars, but a true World War II-style coalition where we contain and surround China.
Yes, absolutely. No doubt about that, because I think that's wise to think long term. It's also wise to think about little things that can also affect our national security, like where our aspirins are made and where our antibiotics are made. Right. And you address that as well.
We absolutely do. We need to bring the supply chains back home. If you just look at, let's say, rare earth elements, right, things that are made to use everything from batteries to high tech weapons, 80% of those come from China right now. That's important. We couldn't make a cell phone without products from China. That has to stop, because if we do go into a conflict with China, which is possible, we don't want to be dependent on China, of course, our adversary, for products to make what we need to fight a war.
Guy, let me ask you this, too. When you look at what China did with the coronavirus, what recommendations can we have to make sure that if there is another virus that comes out of China, we'll be able to know about it, the world will be able to get the truth this time around, and be able to do something about it sooner?
Well, one is not to trust the World Health Organization, certainly not to trust the Chinese Communist Party. Remember, when this broke out in Wuhan, whether it came from that lab that was studying biological weapons of mass destruction, I'm sure that was just a coincidence, but whether it came from that lab or it came from a wet market, right, regardless, we know that the CCP locked down Wuhan so that the disease didn't spread throughout China, yet they allowed international travel out of Wuhan. So they intentionally spread this virus throughout the world. And if you doubt it, just look at the travel patterns out of Wuhan. They locked it down for China, but then they spread it to the world. They then at the same time hoarded PPE for themselves and didn't allow it to go to the rest of the world. Additionally, they knew in December that this disease spread human to human, yet they lied to the world and they didn't admit that till March. Why? Because they wanted to bash the United States and other countries for shutting down travel to China. And I think they actually wanted to spread this so that they could grow their GDP when the Western world would take a hit. It's very nefarious. And for whatever reason, the mainstream media is not paying attention to that.
Last question I want to ask you, by the way, just in terms of switching gears for a second from your other hat you wear on the House Judiciary Committee. I know the Senate yesterday brought in James Comey, and you've studied all of these issues extensively, Guy. You were front and center on defending the president during the impeachment nonsense. What, if anything, is your takeaway from Comey's performance yesterday?
So, full disclosure, I was dealing with the China task force and some other work yesterday. I didn't watch the performance. I'm going to get caught up on it just because we in the House are in session.
Sure.
But I can tell you this, Rich. I want to know who knew what and when, because I truly believe that you had the FBI weaponized against the Trump political campaign. That is clear and obvious. My question is, was it Joe Biden? Was it President Obama? Was it Susan Rice? Where did it go? We know that the Russian hoax was developed by Hillary Clinton. We know that because yesterday DNI Ratcliffe released that information. I mean, they basically manufactured this Russian conspiracy theory. How did that also play into the FBI? And we want to make sure that never again can the FBI go rogue and get political and literally spy on political opponents. That's scary stuff.
Absolutely it is. I'm glad you're there, Guy Reschenthaler. You represent Congress. You represent Southwestern PA in the House and Southwestern PA. Sorry. And I'm grateful to have you there. But you got to come back soon. We got to talk about the election, too. A lot of us are very worried about election security. I also know you've been on the forefront of that in Pennsylvania, making sure that we can have a free and fair election this November. I'm worried about it, my friend.
I am too. It's very possible we go to bed on the 3rd and President Trump is up and then the Democrats steal it from us through fraudulent mail-in ballots in the weeks after the election. It's a big concern, Rich. I'd love to come back on to discuss it.
All right. Well, good work on this China task force. Excellent work on this. Excellent work on putting out this plan. And I think there's a lot of great details in here. We're going to learn more about them, obviously, every single day. So, Guy Reschenthaler, we'll talk to you again soon, buddy.
Thanks, Rich.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.